Today, we bid farewell to a familiar voice here at Boise State Public Radio.
For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.
Adam Cotterell has been a reporter on our airwaves for 9 years, but starting next week, he'll become a stay-at-home dad instead. So for his last reporting assignment, we asked Adam to tell us about stay-at-home fatherhood right here in Idaho.
Sure, there's a giant racetrack for tiny cars in the middle of the living room, but Michael Mattson keeps his Meridian home really clean.
I've been a stay-at-home dad now since 2011, summer of 2011.
Mattson has two kids, a 7-year-old girl and a boy who's 5. Mattson is doing some laundry, and for the purpose of recording, I ask him to turn off the dryer. In my experience, kids' clothes are louder than grown-up clothes. Lots of snaps and zippers.
Loose change. Green Army Men.
I'm not sure what my mental image of a typical stay-at-home dad is, but it's sure not Mattson. He's 6'5" with broad shoulders. Dressed in gym shorts and a hoodie, he looks more like he's going to work out than to pick up his kindergartner from school. But in many ways, Mattson is totally typical, at least from what Brad Harrington says. Harrington is a professor at Boston College and head of BC's Center for Work and Family. He writes an annual report on trends in fatherhood and has studied at-home dads.
When they and their spouse had conversations prior to having children, the conversation seemed to go that they really valued having one parent be at home with the children. Who ended up making that decision really seemed to have to do with one of two things. One was who had the kind of a personality or characteristics that would best lend itself to being the stay-at-home parent.
Men with nurturing personalities got picked to stay home. That was true for Mattson.
We decided that for us was important that we have somebody stay at home. We didn't really know which one should. I've always had a very nurturing side to me. You know, just our roles and our personalities of who we were, I jumped at the chance to do that.
The other reason couples pick the husband to stay home is kind of obvious. The wife makes more money. Harrington says in the interviews his team conducted, stay-at-home dads had mostly left jobs that require college but don't pay much.
The father was a school teacher, the mother was a corporate executive. The father was a social worker, the mother was a lawyer. We had a couple of ministers.
Again, that fits Mattson to a T.
I was a youth pastor beforehand and resigned from the church to stay at home with my kids.
There's one big way, Harrington says, that Mattson is not typical of stay-at-home dads. He lives in Idaho.
It seemed to us to be more likely that these guys would be in or around major urban centers, and especially centers with good economies. So places like Boston, like Washington, like New York, like San Francisco, L.A., Seattle, places like that.
Pew Research estimates there are more than 2 million at-home dads nationally, accounting for about 16% of at-home parents. But Harrington puts it at less than half that. That's because Pew includes fathers who say they're at home because they can't find work or are disabled. Harrington only counts those who have chosen to stay home. Using the broader definition, the Census Bureau says there are fewer than 12,000 stay-at-home dads in Idaho. Mattson says he's met other dads like him in the Boise area, but not many. Sometimes when he tells people what he does, he gets jokes.
You know, what's your video game high score? Stuff like that.
But he says a more common reaction is an uncomfortable pause.
Because they don't really know what to ask next. You know, gosh, I don't have an experience with that, so it's hard for me to identify.
Harrington says a big challenge at-home fathers face is feeling isolated. He says stay-at-home mothers also struggle with social isolation, but it seems to be much worse for men. Mattson says early on, that was hard for him.
Because I'm more outgoing and extroverted than probably the average guy is. And so I wanted to have other connections and be able to talk to guys and meet up and have my kids be around other kids. And that was a hard situation to find myself in because there just wasn't a lot of opportunities out there.
Another big challenge faced by at-home fathers, Harrington says, is social stigma. Mattson says his wife has encountered disapproval about their non-traditional gender roles, but he hasn't heard any. Harrington says there are other difficulties, but he says most at-home dads say they're glad they made the choice.
And one of the things that some of the fathers said to us is, you know, if I really reflect on my life, this is probably the most meaningful work I'll ever do.
I was just thinking a couple of weeks ago that this has really been an absolute blessing to be able to watch them grow up, be able to go to their schools and help out and play dates and learn how to ride a bike. I mean, I get to be there for all those times has just been an absolute thrill.
For KBSX News, I'm soon to be mostly stay-at-home dad, Adam Cotterell.
Adam says mostly because he's not leaving the radio station entirely. He'll work as a part-time podcaster on a special project set to debut this February.